This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday, and it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, so buckle up. We're going to talk about the Constitution, the border. How can a president just ignore the border the way Joe Biden is? Oh, we'll talk about that. Americans are starting to get their eyes open to what's going on college campuses, but why did it take so long? We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about service, the draft, World War III. Some guys started drinking again because of all this thing, and more public restroom etiquette. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, but let's not forget the big deal. I know Joe Biden hasn't.
I'll never forget. Well, I won't go into that. Anyway, I just...
All right, focus. Now, let's dig into something here, because I'm going to get to this, the college student thing and the response to the college students, NYU, Harvard. I'll get to that here in a few, probably like 10 minutes or now. I wanted to address this right off the bat. Hi, Jesse. I'm really not sure how to phrase my question, but why is the status of our border at the whim of whoever is president? It seems to me that the border should be non-negotiable. It should always be closed, despite who is president. Just as each president is expected to uphold the Constitution, our border should always be closed and not open for debate. Why is a president given the power to open our borders and thereby destroy our country? Okay. This is going to be a hard talk about where we are as a country, but I think it's important we should discuss this because that's a very good question. That's a very good question that makes sense, doesn't it? After all, guarding the borders of a nation, that's just how you run a nation. You don't let people in your country illegally. If you find them here illegally, you arrest and deport them. That's not right wing. Shouldn't be left wing. That's how nations run. That's how you run a nation. So why doesn't our nation run that way? And how is it possible they're allowed to not run it that way? Okay, why doesn't our nation run that way? And how is it possible they're not allowed? Let's deal with the why first. And I swear I'm actually not doing book plugs again, but I'm going to do a book plug. it would be helpful if you really want to understand the why to read the Anti-Communist Manifesto. If you can't afford it, that's fine. Borrow it from a friend. I know they're in local libraries. I'm really not trying to get you. Everyone go buy my book. I want you to read it. Read it for free if you can. If you can't, it's at jessekellybook.com. Go buy it. There's an audio version of it. I read it myself. Ignore that lame beginning. I speed things up shortly. But it goes over something that's critical for Americans to understand. And that something is this. And it's the hardest thing in the world to accept. But unless you accept it, unless you accept what I'm about to tell you, then honestly, there's nothing you can do in this political environment that will be effective. And you will constantly be in a state of confusion about what you're seeing unless you accept this basic truth I'm about to tell you. And that basic truth is this. A significant percentage of your countrymen, of American citizens, have dedicated their lives. They are religiously committed to destroying the country they reside in and you reside in. They hate it. They hate it deep down to their bones. We call these people Democrats. But they despise the country. And no, I'm not talking about older Democrats because that usually doesn't apply. It does sometimes. But you know, I'm not talking about your dad who was in the union for 50 years and he's just kind of a blue collar. I'm not talking about that. Today's Democrats, they hate the country. And that is such a bridge too far for most people, even on the right. They don't want that to be true. So they deny that being true. And why don't they want it to be true? Because if that is true, then we're not facing a debate. Then we can't discuss things. We're facing a battle, a war, a political war, a cultural war. And the stakes of that become everything. If I love my country, and I do, if you love your country, and you do, and you're forced to live with people who are trying to burn it down, well, that's a problem, isn't it? And here's how I would describe it. I want you to think about a married couple, all right? Married couple. They live together, married. They dislike each other, to put it mildly. They fight all the time. But one of them, the woman, we'll call it the woman. The woman, the wife, she still loves him. She wants to work it out. She wants to make it work. And she wants it so badly that she wakes up one night and sees him standing over her with a knife. And she still can't wrap her mind around the fact that he's done. She comes home one day to find her sister just pulling out of the driveway and walks in and he's lighting the house on fire. And she still can't fully accept that he's done and they have to separate for the best of both of them. He doesn't want to work it out. He doesn't want to smooth things over. He wants to win and he wants her gone. That woman is most of the American right today. Not you, but that's normie norm Republican. That's norma Republican. Yes, we have problems. Yes, of course, they might be worse than before. But no, we're not enemies. What? No. And this is you want to know how to spot a normie Republican or a norm Republican? If you ever hear somebody say something similar to this in any way, look, we all kind of want the same things. No, we don't. No, we do not. I'm going to play something for you right now. This is it's a little long, but this is a young lady. Seems to be a really wonderful young girl. And I'm going to play her story of what this evil side of our culture did to this young lady. And I just want you to listen. Just sit back and listen. And then at the end of this, or as you're listening to this, I want you to ask yourself, do we all want the same things?
I'm a detransitioner, and so I'm an active community member of the 603, and I'm here in support of SB 272 today. So like many children and teens today, I identified myself as transgender for years. And when I started to feel confused and ashamed about my developing body, I asked everyone in my life to call me by a new name and use male pronouns to refer to me. So in other words, I went through a social transition from female to male. Everyone in my life immediately affirmed my new identity, either out of full support for it or just to stay neutral and not cause any issues. But the constant affirmation, both active and passive, solidified me in my transgender identity. No one meant to lock me into an identity that would later leave me broken, ashamed, and more confused than before. They were really all just being nice. But the social transition eventually wasn't enough, and I soon felt I needed to take testosterone. And when that wasn't enough, I had a double mastectomy. And when that still wasn't enough, I had a total hysterectomy, including the removal of my uterus, cervix, fallopian tubes, and both ovaries. There's no point of contentment during a gender transition. We get fleeting moments of euphoria, but ultimately one step leads straight into the next. And I thought that in the end I could really become a man, but all I became was a mutilated and abused version of my old self. Social transition is a big deal, and we're lying when we say that any of this is reversible. This is a big decision with lifelong consequences, and New Hampshire doesn't even require that parents be involved. If the roles of mother and father don't include authority over the emotional, social, and physical future of their children, the roles no longer mean anything.
Do we all want the same things? Or are you living beside somebody who is your mortal enemy? Whether you believe that about them or not, that's what they believe about you. Back to this question, why is the border open? Democrats hate this country. They hate it. The modern Democrat Party, they're all communists now, and they intend to burn it down. From the state rep to the city councilman to the president of the United States of America, they intend to burn it down. Now, how could that be possible, though? How can he be allowed? Okay, we have a president who wants to burn it down, but shouldn't the law stop that? Let's discuss that. Let's discuss that aspect of that in just a moment. Now, that was a long talk, and I hope you're mentally prepared for what's going to be a great show, but make preparations for living in a country where people around you may be hostile to you and may even want to do you harm. Everyone should be doing this. Everyone, no matter what, everyone should be training with their weapon. You should train with your weapon. Mantis X takes away the excuses for why you can't. Jesse, I don't have time. Jesse, I don't want to drive to the range. Jesse, ammo's too expensive. Yes, all those things are true, but Mantis X ships to your home. It attaches to your weapon. You practice in your living room, in your kitchen, on your back porch, without firing a shot. You dry fire practice. This is how the Green Berets, this is how they train. Go to MantisX.com and train like the pros. MantisX.com. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. I'm sorry I won't be here tomorrow. It's way beyond my control. It is not my choice. I will be back on Monday, okay? But you can email me your love, your hate, and your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, before we get to the NYU students and the commies on college campus and things, I'll get to that here in just a minute. I want to finish up this thought. I want to finish up this question. She essentially asked, why is the border open? How could the border be open when it's supposed to be closed? It shouldn't matter, Democrats, Republicans. How's it possible that it's supposed to be closed? And I just went over kind of the larger why. That we share a country, you do and I do, with people who hate it. They hate it. And maybe you're sitting there and maybe you're offended right now. Maybe you're an older Democrat or said, Jesse, that's crazy. Jesse, Democrats don't hate America. Come on now. Go look at their debates. Tell me one positive thing about this country you've ever heard from a modern Democrat. Ever. the whole party is based on the fact that America sucks. It's evil. It's racist. It's misogynistic. It's good point, Chris. At their own convention, they planned a whole convention and didn't fly a single American flag. When you ask Democrats, I remember like it was yesterday, when the Black Lives Matter turds were ruining professional sports for all of us, especially football, which I miss dearly. And we would scream and we'd say, can you just get the daggone politics out of it? And I remember like it was yesterday, how many Democrats, Democrat after Democrat after Democrat, would say, it's always been political, always with the military stuff. Wait, what? Why would the anthem and the military be political? Well, it's political because you hate the country. That's why. They hate the country. Okay, so that's the overarching reason why. But that shouldn't matter, right? It shouldn't matter that you get an America-hating piece of trash in the White House, that all his commie friends come with him. By law, the border should still be closed. It shouldn't matter. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, doesn't matter. Borders should be closed no matter what anybody wants, right? Well, this is, and I don't think I want to call this a failure of the right. I think that that's unfair. I think it's unfair to call it a failure, but there is something that is most definitely holding the right back. The right, and this is not the thing that's holding us back, just stay with me. The right loves the Constitution. Remember, you are the founding of this nation. Loving freedom, being able to say what you want, being able to own the guns you want. That's you. You are America. The Constitution, you. So the right loves that. And we have held up that Constitution forever. And shoot, we have pocket constitutions. Maybe you have one right now, and I'm not insulting that. And they'll do something, and we'll point to the section in the Constitution. Wait a minute, that's a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment. But because we love it so much, and because it is such a wonderful document that kind of set our nation on the appropriate path, we have fooled ourselves into thinking the document itself has power. The document itself only has the power that the men who are supposed to live under it give it. And acknowledge of it. I can set up a sign here in the studio right now. I can look. It's Thursday night. I can set up a sign here in the studio right now that says, boom, in this studio, nobody will eat popcorn. Nobody. It is against the rules of the studio to eat popcorn. But if I see some popcorn I want, maybe one of those little Cub Scouts or something like that drives by and he's selling that s'mores popcorn or something. I say, ooh, yes, they do have some, Chris. I'm going to bring some in for us. My buddies. Anyway, but the sign's up there, no popcorn. And then I see some popcorn and I say, ooh, that looks like good popcorn. And I start grabbing the popcorn and I'm eating it. And Chris says, oh, man, I like that. Let me have some. And Chris starts eating it. And Michael says, ooh, give me some of that popcorn. And we're all sitting there eating the popcorn. Well, yeah, it's against the rules, but if we all just decided the rules don't matter, then the rules don't matter. And this comes back to something I've been warning about when it comes to our legal system. Look, we're all getting more and more aware of the evils of our legal system. But when you fill up law schools with communist scum, as they are, and then you graduate trained communist scum, that communist scum goes out into the legal system and they become lawyers and they become prosecutors. And more importantly, for our purposes, they become judges. We have endless commie scum judges in this country, and they don't give a crap about the law or the Constitution or anything under that. It simply is what they want it to be. And so they will do as they please, and they want that border open because they've had years, decades of training teaching them, I want the border open so America can fall and burn. That's how they've been trained, and therefore the piece of paper means nothing. So if Joe Biden walks into the White House and he says, nah, I'm going to keep the border open. And someone says, that's against the law. Okay. Who's going to prosecute him for it? Merrick Garland? You see, we have fooled ourselves into thinking laws matter, but I will refer you back to one of the great quotes in history, the great Pompey Magnus, as he was out doing no good when a Roman told him, "This is against the law," and he said, "Do not quote laws to men with swords." You're dealing with men with swords. By the way, they're also in charge of our financial system, and they've been very, very fond in recent days of saying lots of things like this.
We are capable, as the United States, right, to be able to give funding, additional funding to Israel, to give additional funding to Ukraine. This is something that we are capable of doing, and the important...
Yeah, we're adding more than $1 trillion a month to the national debt, and these people are going to destroy the dollar. Have you gotten gold or silver delivered to your home yet? Not bars like Bob Menendez. I mean, coins. You don't need a bank vault. Just coins. A basic supply of gold coins or silver coins to take and keep. They're not going to expire. Hopefully you never need them. But daggone, with these people running things, you sure might. Oxford Gold is how you do that. It's how you get it in your retirement. It's how you get some coins in your home. Oxford Gold makes it easy, and now they have a website. JesseKellyGold.com, my website. JesseKellyGold.com. Go now.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, let's deal with a couple things here. We were just discussing kind of the naivete a little bit in a roundabout way. We were discussing border security. We were discussing the roundabout way of Normie Norm and Normie Norma. And boy, has that hit me in a different way over the past couple of days. And this is what I mean. NYU, the Student Bar Association, their president sided with Hamas and essentially said, hey, the violence is great. Got fired. Harvard faculty's in the same kind of trouble. This isn't unique to New York, all right? So what you've seen over the past couple days, I've even seen that loser Jake Tapper say something on CNN to the effect of, man, I just didn't have any idea this kind of poison was going on. Yeah, because you're part of the poison. Black Lives Matter, I believe it was out of Chicago. I think it was Black Lives Matter Chicago. You remember, look, no matter what you think about all this horrible stuff that's been going on, Remember, Hamas paraglided into a concert and mowed down a bunch of women, right? So it's just freaking horrible. Well, Black Lives Matter Chicago put out an image that they have since had to remove, celebrating a paraglider. This is 24 hours after the massacre. And they said, we celebrate Hamas. It was something to that effect. If we stand with Hamas, like that, it was bad. And everyone looked around and said, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Black Lives Matter is awful. To which I'm looking and I'm saying, you didn't realize Black Lives Matter and college campuses had been taken over by evil, vile scumbags? That didn't occur to you at any point over the last 10, 20 years? You needed an attack in Israel and a pro-Palestinian protest to wake you up to the fact we have some seriously evil professors in college campuses in this country, and they are turning our young people into vile little Red Army guards of Mao? Are you just now waking up to this fact? And the fact that all the communist groups work together? Why would Black Lives Matter jump on the Palestinian cause? Well, who's been telling you forever there aren't separate groups? There aren't separate groups. 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 I can't say it any more times. We all have to get that through our thick skulls. There isn't the Black Lives Matter fake civil rights group, and there's not the LGBTQ demon mob that wants to cut your kid's penis off with the pink feather boa, and there's not the feminists, and there's not the climate change nutters. It's all just commie scum. They're all communists. They're all part of the same religion, and they all have the exact same goal, and that is burning down, I say America, but that's just because that's what's right in front of them. They will burn down everything if they were allowed to. They're the same group with the same goal. Why do you think I could pull up a picture right now? This is real. I'm almost positive it was in New York City. Don't quote me on that. I could pull up a picture right now of five lesbians holding up a big sign that says Queers for Palestine, a place where if they walked into, they would promptly be stoned to death in the street to the cheers of the crowds. And everyone looked around and said, how could that happen? How can that happen? Well, they're all on the same team here. They're all America-hating communist scum. Do you realize that Antifa, by their name, really shouldn't get along with Black Lives Matter? I mean, anti-fascist, Antifa, what? And then you have Black Lives Matter. They're just focused on destroying the lives of black people in this country, all in the name of communism, of course. They shouldn't. How did they get along so well? Because they're all in the same group. It's all just communism. So why the separate brands? Why are the feminists over here with the crew cuts yelling about men? And then the LGBTQers are over here dancing around in leather chaps in front of your child. And why be separate then? Why not just come out with one gigantic group? Hey, we're group commie. We suck. Why not do that? Because it's all about selling, or I guess I should say it's all about branding, if you will. Why does McDonald's, why do they sell chicken nuggets and cheeseburgers? Why? I bet you can even get a salad there, although I have never. But why? I bet you can even get a salad there. Why? Because they're trying to get as many people in the restaurant as humanly possible. If I stand up in front of 1,000 malcontents and I say, you know what? Black people are oppressed in America. Join me now and we'll go get Whitey. Am I going to get some angry black people to join my cause? Sure, but how many? 5, 10? Well, that's not enough. I need more. So I'm going to get right back up on stage and I'm going to say, are there any feminists here? You left your cats at home and you've never had a date in your life and men suck. Join me and we'll go get them. I'll probably get 5 or 10 more. But even that's not enough. And so I go back to that. You see what I mean? It's all the same group. And if you fall for the lies that the groups tell you, if you fall for the lies about their causes. Well, no, I do kind of. Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to treat women well. Women have been oppressed here, and that's what the right loves to do. They love to give just a little ground to each group, and they love doing this through all these little qualifiers when they talk about them. No, I am dead set against drag queen story hour, but I mean, I do have friends that are gay. I'm definitely not bigoted, guys. You've heard it a million times. I don't like Black Lives Matter. What an evil group. The looting has to stop. But you know, we have been unfair to black people, I guess I should. You hear it all the time. All the time. You know what that is? That's the group winning. Whenever you hear those qualifiers, the group is winning. They're winning when they're getting Normie Norm and Normie Norma to buy even a little bit of their cause. Have you ever said things to a climate change nutter? Maybe your liberal Aunt Peggy. She drives up in her electric vehicle and she's looking at you in your diesel truck and she comes in screaming. And have you ever found yourself, instead of telling her to go pound sand, have you ever found yourself saying things like, well, no, but I care about the planet too. I mean, my goodness, we've stopped using as much air conditioning this year. You ever found yourself saying things like that? You lost. She won. She got you to buy in. Don't give an inch. Ever an inch. You're not going to win them over by giving them inches. You could never give them enough inches anyway. It wouldn't even matter. Hi, Jesse. My grandfather was a Mustang in the Navy. A Mustang for you civilian types means he went from enlisted to being an officer. He went from an enlisted man to being an officer. He was a Mustang in the Navy. He was at Pearl Harbor on the Oklahoma. Golly, what a beast. And injured on an aircraft carrier in the Korean War. My gosh, that guy was hard as nails. He was a lifer who later died from cancer. Most likely due to the radiation testing the government did here in the U.S. Two of his sons, my uncles, were also in the Navy, although not as long. I asked one of my uncles about his service, and he told me he was no hero. The only reason he joined was because he saw the draft coming and decided to go to the Naval Academy so he could be in as an officer instead of enlisted. If it looked like the draft was coming, would you encourage your boys to go to an academy so they could go in as officers, making them safer and providing anti-communist leadership for other men? We also have two boys, and I would not be opposed to it. I would rather that them having to take orders from some commie diversity hire who would most likely get them killed. All right, I've had several questions, a shocking number of questions about the draft and military service. I know you're apprehensive right now. I am apprehensive right now. So let's you and me have a long talk about this. I'll answer her question. And let's have a talk about this. I don't know whether this will ease fears. I hope it will, or make them worse. But let's have a talk about this in just a moment. Before we get to that, just remember, a good night's sleep changes your whole perspective on everything. What, Chris? If I knew my sons were going to get drafted, I would go home right away, lay down on my MyPillow 2.0, and rest up. You know why? Because we all need to be sharp in this day and age. We all need a good night's rest. It's not going to do you any good laying up at night, doom scrolling through the news. Lay your head down on your brand new MyPillow 2.0 with the temperature regulating fabric and know that your head won't ever get hot in the middle of the night because the MyPillow 2.0 has the same great feel with the fabric added, and it's officially the greatest pillow ever. Go to MyPillow.com because they're on sale right now. $39.99 for a queen size. They're normally $79.98. King size is just $10 more. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Go get you the greatest pillow ever. Stop stressing. Go to sleep. Or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I just can't get over this. Hamas attack exposes our ideologically captured universities. You needed the Hamas attack to realize that universities were captured? Jeez. All right, back to what she was talking about. I've had a bunch of questions. There were a shocking number of Ask Dr. Jesse questions about the draft. Is there going to be a draft? If there is, how are they going to draft us? Is it going to, and I'm going to address more of those as we go along. But the she essentially emailed in and said, hey, would you encourage your boys to go to an academy so they could go in as officers? Well, one, neither of my sons are going to qualify to make either of the academies. Look, we Kellys, we don't do academics per se. And to get into those academies, it's quite a feat. And don't think it's just straight A's. I remember I looked into it when I was busy getting top two-thirds of my class in high school. And it's way more than just 4.0. There has to be so much to go with it. In this day and age, you better hope they're not white. I don't know what the race is of the person who emailed this in, but if your boys are white, don't even friggin' bother probably applying. No, not in this military. You won't see another white guy in a recruitment advertisement until World War III officially kicks off and they need all the draft to start up again. Yeah, no, don't even bother there. But let's... So you don't just, what I'm trying to get across there is you don't just up and join the academy. Now, as far as being an officer, as far as how would that protect them or would it make them safer? I know what you were saying, and I'm not trying to say you were putting this out there, but an officer should never be safer than his men. An officer should be in more danger than all of his men. You go look at, how many Vietnam guys we got listening. How many lieutenants, second lieutenants, first lieutenants died and how fast they died in Vietnam. It was real fast. It was real fast. And you know what? That's terrible. I don't want anyone to die. But that's how it should be. That's how it should be. An officer should be leading. One of the things I hate the most, probably the thing I hate the most about our current system in this nation is our leaders, especially our political leaders, they don't serve anymore. And I don't serve in, I don't mean, oh, wait, I did 2 years in some minimum, totally safe thing that I was, so just so I could try to run for office. Everyone can tell when you're just punching your ticket trying to get through. Not only do they not serve, let's set aside service. Maybe you don't want to serve, maybe you don't, that's fine. But the people who never are in danger and their children are never in danger are the ones who are always anxious to go send other people to danger. Always. Always. Mitt Romney's probably my favorite example of this. These chicken hawk types. Never served. Could never put on the uniform. Has 18,000 kids. None of them has ever found the recruiting office. This brilliant rich family, and nobody can seem to locate a military recruitment office, and yet they are always down to invade anywhere. Oh, send the Marines. Oh, why don't you put on a uniform, Jack? Go get shot at. Go live in the trenches for a while. Let me know how you enjoy it. This thinking in America where officers are somehow in the back. You know one thing I like about Russia? And they've got a bunch of screwed up military doctrine. I'm not going to act like theirs is better than ours. I'm not saying that. But you know one thing I admire? Every time you turn on the news, there's some Russian general who got killed. When's the last time an American general got killed? No, you can't find it. They're all back at the Pentagon, busy polishing. I'm not going to say this. It's a family show. I'm sorry. I was getting upset there. They're not doing anything. Okay, they're not doing it. I'm fine, Chris. It's fine. Now, as far as the draft goes, what your uncles were talking about joining the Navy so they didn't get drafted. This was a Vietnam thing. I'm sure that's what you were talking about, where the draft came down. They were adding 100,000 draftees. I believe they called them Westmoreland's 100,000, if I remember right. 100,000 draftees. And guys are getting drafted all over the place. And when you were getting drafted, you were getting drafted into the trenches, into the sticks, into the infantry. And most people don't want to join the infantry. Why? It was the crappiest life joining the infantry. That's what I wanted. That's why I did it. Most grunts who go do it on purpose. Well, Chris, I wanted to see what I was made of. I wanted to see what I was made of. I make stupid decisions. Well, how'd my dad take that choice? He did not approve. He was not that thrilled. They were upset enough that I joined the Marines. Both my parents were. They were upset that I joined the Marines. And then I'll never forget it when my dad said, well, at least did you join for a job where you can make some money after? And I said, not really. I joined the infantry, Dad. Oh, that'll help. That's great. He was just worried about me, right? He's just anyway. So they made all those guys go to the infantry, and not only were you in the infantry back then,
But you get drafted, and I'm sure there are guys who got drafted listening to the sound of my voice. You run a high risk of serving with complete turds who you don't want to be in combat with, man. You don't want to be in combat with a warm body. You want a brother, a warrior, someone you know who will die for you. And you just, what they did was they scraped up a bunch of turds with these studs, and now the studs had to serve with the turds. I knew a guy, I think he died 2 years ago because I haven't talked to him in 10, 15 years, whatever. I knew a guy, he decided he was in the Army. And he became a Green Beret. Well, I have such huge admiration for the Special Forces guys, the Green Beret guys. And I remember asking him one time, because I thought he was going to tell me I wanted to see what I was made of or something like that. I remember asking him, why'd you go Green Beret? He said, I went Green Beret just because I looked around at the regular Army guys I was going into combat with, and I knew I was going to die if I served with these turds, because a lot of them were draftees. So a lot of guys didn't want to do that back in the day, and they would run out and join the Navy or something like that, or join the Air Force, keeps you out of the trenches, keeps you out of the mud and the muck and the booby traps and the bullets and the disease and all those other things. But look, we'll do more on this stuff later on. I want to continue on, so you have a bunch of stuff to get to today. But in future wars, don't think, unless it's a small regional conflict, don't think that being on a naval vessel is going to be a safe place to be. In this day and age, with these long-range missiles and hypersonic stuff and things like that, there ain't no safe place to be. So that's just the way it is. I'm not sure if that calmed you or not, but don't be running out to join the Navy today because you think your son's going to get drafted. Now, if you want to join the Navy, go join the Navy, right? I mean, I get it.
Why are you gay?
Join the Marines if you feel like being a man, but it's your call. It's your call. All right, step 2 hours of Ask Dr. Jesse stuff. Bathroom etiquette, sieges. Let's talk about sieges. That'll be dark. What is total war? There's a lot of that talk today. All that and more still to come. Let's talk about why would you join the Marines over the Navy? What's probably a testosterone thing more than anything else. What, Chris? You see, if you've been taking a male vitality stack for a while and your T levels are high, they're up where they need to be or above where they need to be, you're going to have more of a tendency to join the Marines. If you've ignored your T levels and you've just been drinking the estrogen-filled water for years and your T levels are basically that of a woman's now, you're probably more likely to join the Navy. Me personally, I would recommend you get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. It's natural herbal supplements, and in 90 days, your T levels will be up 20%. You go join the Marines. Be proud of yourself. Chalk.com. CHOQ.com. They have female vitality stacks and male vitality stacks and chocolate powder and all kinds of things. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. So go get one. We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.